And, you know, it wasn't because of my attending. He was a doll. He talked to the family, and I'm quite sure he smoothed things over and made sure that I didn't get sued. And I kept asking myself these questions. Why didn't I ask my attending? Why did I send her home? And then at my worst moments, why did I make such a stupid mistake? And why did I go into medicine? Slowly but surely, it lifted. I began to feel a bit better. And you know, on a cloudy day, there was a crack in the clouds and the sun started to come out, and I wondered, you know, maybe I could feel better again. And I made myself a bargain, you know, that if only I redoubled my efforts to be perfect and never make another mistake again, please make the voices stop. And they did. And I went back to work. And then it happened again. 2 years later, I was an attending in the emergency department at a community hospital just north of Toronto, and I saw a 25-year-old man with a sore throat. It was busy. I was in a bit of a hurry. He kept pointing here. I looked at his throat. It was a little bit pink, and I gave him a prescription for penicillin and sent him on his way. And even as he was walking out the door, he was still sort of pointing to his throat.